Some people just keep popping up in your life like bad pennies or bad pudding.
It's me, your friendly neighborhood joker.
And it's the little red-headed intern.
I caught up with AMR's esteemed alumni to find out where they were and what they were up to.
We are in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We can look out our back door and see the golf course along with some egrets. And my squirrely friends came with me. I have about 4 or 5 squirrels out back that I feed. And we got a little stream with ducks and geese and all kinds of wild animals.
Need to make a correction there. There's about 6 gazillion squirrels. There's not 3 or 4. They're everywhere, especially when she throws peanuts out.
I keep them well fed.
We had rabbits by the front door. Actually, I had to chase a little green lizard across the living room one night. That's different. This is something we've been planning to do for
20 years.
Yeah, probably 20 years. The plan all along was, as soon as the kids got out of college, that we would move down here. And today, it was in the high 40s, and they're calling for rain tomorrow. And what's your weather?
I should mention this interview was conducted while I was spending the night at the radio station during last week's snowstorm. Enough said. When they aren't feeding squirrels or chasing lizards.
Right now, I am working at Grand Strand Medical Center in case management.
And I'm doing something I can't talk about online. So basically, my commute is going to the dining room table in my pajamas. Gotta love technology.
Speaking of technology, with it, the duo is back on the airwaves.
And we're pre-recording our show from down here. We combined our show, so instead of being it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and for those about the rock, we just call it it's 5 o'clock.
For those about the rock.
I then moved to the important questions, namely, how much they missed me.
What's your name?
It's that blue-bearded guy.
Oh, the obnoxious one.
Yeah, that one.
We don't.
But seriously.
Well, for me, I just think it's the family that we had there, Heather and Jake and some dude with a beard.
We have to say it.
And
God.
Danny. You know, just getting to see you guys and talking to you and, you know, what we usually do, just goof off and have fun and, you know, especially the listeners. I mean, we're still in contact with some of our listeners and hoping that through the radio show that they'll be hearing that we're here and taking requests for our show. It's just everything. It's the family, that atmosphere that I miss the most.
So, yeah, that's the part we miss the most, is just talking and being able to see the fans and, of course, like Joy said, everybody at the family at the radio station itself.
And Velma.
And Velma. Velma, the WVMR cat.
To get in touch with them,
I have a Facebook page, The Little Redheaded Intern.
Of course, we have It's 5 O'Clock for those about the rock on Facebook. Now, if you'd already liked the It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere Facebook page, it's the same page. We just changed the title. And if you're not on that Facebook thingy, you want to send an email, you can send it to Edward Kennison, EDWARDKENNISON @hotmail.com.
About that pudding reference I made earlier, in the promo for their return to the airwaves, Red called Dwayne, of all things, pudding. I had never heard her be nice, so I had to ask what was up with that.
Well, when I wrote the script for the We're Coming Back promo, of course, I'm the Joker. The Joker's girlfriend is
Harley Quinn.
And that's what she calls the Joker, pudding.
Catch Puddin' and Red every other Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.